Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Bing Crosby.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a thriller shower comes along.
Well, that's awfully nice, Al. I sure enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, Ken Cobner. I like a man who likes my singing.
Well, it wasn't so much that, Al. It's such a novelty having a man sing in the Kraft musical that wears a shirt and necktie.
Careful, careful, Ken. Bing's here in the hall tonight, so don't pick on his flimsy wardrobe.
Huh?
You know, when you get four boys, that's all the clothes they leave you with.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't say anything against Bing.
Of course not.
Why, he's one of the finest, nicest, greatest, most brilliant, personable, lovable, charming...
Wait a minute, Ken. What about me?
Well, you're a nice fella.
Nice fella. Can you spare that?
Well, that's just putting it in a nutshell.
Well, crack it open, boy, and let's get at the meat. At least you can say something about my singing.
Why, of course I'll. Why, no one sings April Showers as often as you do.
Well, I gotta give this boy the loyalty test. Ken, you better wind your calendar. This is the night we're pushing cheese.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yes.
Sure. Sure. I'm so confused with both my bosses on together.
Well, no reason to be confused, Ken. This is the Kraft Music Hall. I'm Al Jolson, and the following should remove all doubt. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal get congregated for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland for me and my gal. Gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more, in Loveland, for me and my gal.
Homemakers, for meatless meals, for economy, get Kraft's nutritious, smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. Melt Velveeta for a smooth sauce that's swell on fish, eggs, seafood, and also on leftovers, such as ham or chicken. And remember, these good-eating Velveeta main dishes are highly nutritious. Velveeta itself helps supply high-quality, complete protein, plus other important nutrients from milk. So get plenty of Kraft's famous Velveeta for snacks and sandwiches and for cooking. Tomorrow, get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf.
I've been hearing some very nice things about you.
They're all lies. Only people that...
Only people who don't know me could say nice things about me.
Well, I've been trying to be friendly with you, Oscar. In fact, I've invited you to my home a dozen times. But I don't know, you never come.
You always invite me, but you never tell me the address. You just point at a mountain and say you live up there. We started for there the other night and ended up spending the evening with Peter the Hermit.
I'm sorry you didn't find us, Oscar. You know, I had the swimming pool all warmed up so you could take a swim.
I loathe swimming.
Oscar, swimming comes in handy. Might save yourself from drowning sometime.
Even if I was drowning, I wouldn't swim. I refuse to do anything I don't like.
Well, come up to the house and drown sometime. I just want you to have a good time. All I'm suggesting, Oscar, is this. That you get a little relaxation and exercise.
Look, if a man doesn't exercise, he won't get hungry. If he doesn't get hungry, he won't eat. If he doesn't eat, he won't get fat. And if he doesn't get fat, he doesn't have to exercise. Of course, this is only a theory of mine, and I might be wrong, though I doubt it because I said it.
The trouble with asking you a question, Oscar, is that I've got to listen to the answer.
All I'm saying is that I don't believe in exercise. If you can lie down, why stand up?
Did you ever try playing the piano that way?
No, but I got the Steinway Company working on a piano with legs that bend at the knees.
Well, the way you pound a piano, it'll have flat feet in no time. Oscar, look, no need to argue about this. I just want to point out there are other ways to relax besides reading books.
I never read books. They take my mind off myself.
Oscar, did they have this much trouble with you when you were on Information Please?
Thank you.
I'll give you that again. Did they have this much trouble with you when you were on Information Please?
Even more. Sometimes the fellas won't even talk to me.
There may be times when I won't talk to you.
Yes, but on Information Please, when they don't talk to me, they use bigger words.
Oscar, look, if you only relax and take it easy, there'd be no reason for people not talking to you. You'd have a lot of friends.
I got a lot of friends. Some of them are big shots, too. I used to get letters from judges of the Supreme Court.
Used to get? They don't write you anymore?
Supreme Court judges have no time now. On account of the new fashions, they're busy letting out the hems on their gowns.
Well, I hope you don't go any further than that. Be a little undignified to see those nice old men wearing peekaboo bodice.
I'm tired talking. I think I'll play the piano.
Oscar, look, when you play the piano, you're really talking. So go over there and, baby, shoot your fingers off.
I just want to announce that this piano doesn't have a role in it. Any mistakes are my own.
Thank you. Oscar, that was truly great. Tell me, what was the name of that tune you were playing?
That was a Tchaikovsky B-flat piano concerto.
But, Oscar, look, you told me that it took 35 minutes to play that concerto. You cut it down to 2 minutes. How'd you do it?
A man came over from Reader's Digest and condensed it.
I think I'll get that man to work on my age. Brother, your music really sends me.
Really, Al?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you where. Play something now, something sweet and nice. Something new. Something with love in it.
I'll be glad to.
That's new, all right. In fact, it was new in 1913. It just proves you can't keep a good tune down. Take on my heart, I love you. Don't let us part, I love you. Dear little girl, sweet little girl, sweeter than the rose of Aaron. Are your winning smiles endearing? Take on my heart, your glances with Irish art and trances. Come be my own. Come make your home in my
was Al Jolson warbling an old girl chanty that's been pole-motored back to fame. Well, we move along now to the next item on the agenda of this heavily hoopered hall, where we meet up with a young man, fine, fine-looking chap, one Harry Lillis Crosby, a boy who's come up this fellow.
Wait a minute, that's my job. You know, I'm not the guest. This time you're the one who gets the small check.
Al, forgive me my presumptuousness.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You may tap me lightly on the tonsure with a rolled-up racing form.
Oh, yeah. King, look, I don't really mind you introducing yourself, but what's that Harry Lillis stuff?
Well, that's nothing, Al. It's just that when I frequent certain joints, I use my maiden name.
Oh, I
But I really like visiting back here at KMH. It gives me that old feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of miss the place.
Don't worry, Dane. I can't last forever.
But you did. But I don't want you to think I'm not happy, Al, where I am, because I am. I'm picking up a happy buck from time to time, hustling those wireless sets. Wouldst perhaps be interested in our model 1201?
What? Well, will you make it an even trade for a pound of Velveeta?
I might do that. Does your Velveeta have an automatic cracker changer?
No, but when your hubby brings home surprise guests, can you slice up a Philco?
Certainly. Filet and Philco. It's great on eggless Thursdays.
Very good.
It doesn't look like you're going to ask me, but this bundle I've got under my arm, Al, is the Whiffin' Poof song.
Yeah?
You mind if I use the equipment and the chorus?
As a sophomore to a senior, go ahead.
You're sweet. To the tables down at Morris, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the Whiffin' Poofs assemble with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting and laboring and laureus?
We will sing. forward. Baba, Baba. We're little black sheep gone astray. Baba, Baba.
Ah, gentle and songsters off on a street, doomed from here to eternity.
Lord, have mercy on such as we are.
Good homemakers who are serving meatless menus, here's a swell recipe. It's for a rich golden Welsh rabbit that's a perfect main dish any day in the week, and a wonderful idea for what to serve the crowd after Saturday's football game. You ready for the recipe?
For that football crowd, we'd better make a double recipe. We'll use 1 pound of Kraft Smooth Melting Velveeta. That's 2 1-half-pound packages of this famous cheese food, or half of a 2-pound loaf. Cut up the pound of golden Velveeta and melt it in your chafing dish or the top of your double boiler. Gradually add 1/2 cup of milk. That's 1/2 cup of milk. And stir it into the melted Velveeta. Now season that smooth, golden Welsh rabbit to taste. Salt, pepper, dash of dry mustard, Worcestershire sauce. Serve on toast and listen to the raves.
And just be sure you use genuine smooth-melting Velveeta, made only by Kraft. Get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf tomorrow for snacks, sandwiches, and grand hot dishes, too. Remember, Velveeta for money-saving, meatless main dishes.
Tell me, Bing, how do you like the way I'm running the hall?
Oh, tip-top, Al, really tip-top. I noticed the boys in the band don't have racing forms on the music stands anymore.
Well,
step up.
I fixed that, Bing. I got the boys Dick Tracy wrist radios so they can get the results direct from the track.
Oh. Well, that's it, huh? Listen, can I make a request the next time I sing? Will you have the boys turn down the volume on their wrist sets a little?
What happened?
Whiffenpoof wheeled a couple times, but he ran out of the money there.
Well, I'm sorry, Bing, but last week I had even worse trouble.
Whatever.
While I was singing, they were tuned in on Perry Como.
Oh, this is treason, Al. Treason in the music hall. When I was in charge here and such a crime was committed, I doused them with Airwick and I put them to bed without a bit of bourbon. Shut it off.
Bing, I want to ask you something. Are there any other changes that don't meet with your approval?
Well, Al, I don't like to be picky, and you know I'm an expansive type of
naturally,
kid.
Naturally,
you know? But whatever happened to that handsome likeness of me that used to hang on yonder south wall?
Oh, your picture?
Yes, where is
it? Well, we had to take it down, Bing. Oh. You see, people kept painting mustaches on it, you know.
The cads. How did I look with a mustache?
Not too good, Bing. They always put it on your head.
That's where it needs it the most.
Yeah.
But don't fret, Al. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you something to take its place if you'll promise to use it.
Yeah.
How about a moose?
A moose?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a moose.
Mm-hmm.
One of those short animals with horns at one end and a living room wall at the other. Yeah, I know that.
I better just send you another picture.
You don't have to bother me.
A picture of Everett. Would you like a picture of Everett?
Huh? I've got one. Listen. We don't need a picture now. You see, the hole in the wall has been plugged up.
Well,
go right ahead. Talk about everything.
Well, as they say at the Rue de la Paix Café, hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Yes, they changed hands recently. You know. Well, look, when you're refurnishing the hall, you didn't disturb my old dressing room, did you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. You see, there's still a bale of hay in there.
Well, I beg of you, leave it there, Al. It's like a light burning in the window. It's for one of my horses that never came in.
We better put a lot more hay in there.
Yeah. Listen, as a whole, though, I must commend you, Al. Progress is being made.
You really think so?
One of the smartest touches of the radio season was when you added Oscar Levant.
Oh, I'm glad you like
that. It's just like the maraschino on a banana split. By the by, how did you ever happen to corral Oscar?
They put me on this program because I'm lovable.
You lovable? You're stepping out of character, aren't you, Oscar?
That's not a step, that's a leap. Oscar, what makes you think you're so lovable?
My children are beginning to like me. When I'm practicing, they don't sneak up and slam the piano cover on my hands anymore.
Listen, Jack, you're lucky to have a piano to slam. When I practice, my tribe lines up and pelts me with Andy Russell records.
Well, boys, I don't have that trouble. My family is sympathetic. When I start practicing, my wife sneaks up and puts cotton in my ears.
You know, I could have been a singer.
Really?
But I came from a very poor family. I couldn't afford tonsils.
How'd you get hold of a piano?
My brother was a pickpocket.
Oscar, honestly, you ought to be glad you took a piano. Otherwise, you might never have known George Gershwin.
You're right, Al. George was an inspiration to many of us.
Well, I guess we all benefited by knowing George. Oscar by playing the Rhapsody in Blue, the Concerto, and Preludes. And Bing, you and I still have the privilege of singing his great song.
Well, let's warm up Oscar and get after him, huh?
Deep in my heart, that melody will always linger.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be good and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to
somebody. Love me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Oh, I got my gal who could ask for anything more.
Who could ask for anything more? It ain't necessarily so. Well, it ain't necessarily so. The things that your preacher is liable to teach you, well, it ain't necessarily so. It ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't necessarily so. Thank you.
summertime, and living is easy. Fish are jumping, and it's cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby,
get a cymbal ring, all in one and all, to the marshal's swing, strike up the band.
There is work to be done, to be done.
There's a war to be won, to be won.
Come, you son of a gun.
Take your stand.
All in my people,
come along, let's go.
Hey, lead us, strike up the band.
And thanks, Bing, for dropping in to see us. You must invite me over, too.
Bing Crosby can currently be seen in the Paramount picture Welcome Stranger. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our special guest, Groucho Marx. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson and Eve Arden, who follow immediately. The making of really fine French dressing is a tricky business indeed. That's why the clever hostess takes no chances, preferring to serve her salads with one of the two famous French dressings made by Kraft. The first, Kraft French dressing, has a smooth come-on flavor that everyone likes, mild yet spicy enough. It's America's most popular French dressing. Then for those who prefer just a teasing touch of onion and garlic, there's superb Miracle French dressing, also made by Kraft. Both are seasoned to perfection. Choose the one of your taste. Delicious, intriguing Miracle French dressing, or the slightly milder, delightfully flavored Kraft French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.